Welcome to the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast, episode 33.
Everyone wants happiness and success, and we know how to get you there. Come listen to the Leadership Society of Arizona as we teach a proven logic to help you simplify life, overcome challenges, and predict the future. You're listening to the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast. My name is Chuck Solanas, and I'm joined by Dr. Jacob Kashiwagi, our very, very special guest.
Well, thanks for having me on, Chuck.
Appreciate it, Dr. Jacob. As always, we are going to ask you another question. And this question is something that I've had trouble explaining to other people after going through the class. I wanted to be able to explain why the weaknesses that we see in other people are the weaknesses that we have ourselves. And I've had a difficult time explaining that. And people like my mother-in-law was like, well, if I see a smoker, it doesn't mean that I'm a smoker. That's not my weakness. And so I wanted to know, what is the way that you can explain this concept of that the weaknesses that we see in others are the weaknesses that we have ourselves? So why do you believe that the weaknesses that we see in others are the weaknesses that we have ourselves?
Okay, because it's natural law. That's what you should tell people.
Okay.
This works. This is the reason, because it's reality. And if they don't believe you, then you can show them many studies that show this.
Okay.
So like, and if they still don't believe you.
What studies? Give me some examples.
I don't know. There's a lot of different studies that show that what you see in the world is what your reality is, you know?
Okay.
But I know what you're asking. You're trying to explain this to somebody, and it's the why that's the case. Well, this is probably not the most easy thing to explain. But let's see if we can simplify this. First, we got to identify weakness. Well, what is a weakness?
Are you asking me? Uh-huh. Or is this a rhetorical question?
No, you can respond.
Okay, so a weakness, I would think, is something that you... It could be like something that you don't do to an expert level. So, for example, if your weakness is painting, then you would say, I'm not really an expert painter. It's kind of in my Rolodex of skills, I probably am on the lower end of the spectrum on that skill, so that's considered a weakness, versus my other skills in comparison on the expert level. That's
so with the weakness, there's a couple of things to remember. One is it's relative. Okay? Relative meaning, depending on who you're comparing yourself with, depends on if something's a weakness or not. For example, I'm born in an Asian family. Everyone's really good at math, but I'm not the best at math. That's a weakness. But in reality, if I compared my math skill to maybe the majority of the population, that might not be one of my weaknesses. I might be a lot better at math than most other people.
Right.
Does this make sense? So a weakness is, one, it's relative to who you're comparing yourself with. The other thing is it's, as you said, subjective. Meaning it's something that you identify as something that's not the best. For example, you could say my weakness is I work too much. Because maybe, I don't know, maybe you're my wife, or maybe you're someone who is competing against or not competing against me is someone who like wants my attention more.
Jacob, I'm not your wife.
I just can tell that.
Full disclosure.
It's okay, Chuck.
But you're
I
using
know
that
you would like to be my wife, but...
No, thank you.
Not
ETN's possible. ETN's got it.
No, but... So it's like... If you're someone who wants my time and I'm always working, then you might say, well, that's your weakness. Is your weakness is you spend too much time working. And other people might say, whoa, that's a strength. You work so much. You get a lot done. Maybe someone who is part of my, you know, office staff or whatnot, then they'll be like, whoa, he's really amazing and works a lot, right? So weakness is two things. Subjective and it's relative. Both of these things are things that come from your perception of reality, of life. So you need to realize that because you don't have all the information and you can't see 100% reality, when you make a judgment of someone's weakness, then you're using your personal bias. You're not, it's not like a fact. It's just what you think. It's what you're looking at. It's how you feel about the situation. Does that make sense?
Kind of. It makes some sense. It is a subjective view on someone else's Rolodex of skills, if they're expert, not expert, weakness.
Now, whenever something is a judgment, that goes off of your perception of what's going on. Well, this is much like, the best way I can put it is like those ink dot pictures. You know, you got that big blotch of ink on a page, and psychologists will have people look at it, and everybody will see something different. You know, some person will see a ghost, and some person will see, two turtle doves or something like that, you know? Whatever. Whatever it might be, but everyone sees something a little bit different. But based upon what you see, the psychologist can figure out what's in your mind. Because everyone is focusing on a different thing in reality, whatever's on their mind. And this is much the same thing as we like go look at the world. For example, if you go to the beach, you could go with a group of friends. And some of your friends might be looking at all the girls on the beach. And some of the people might be looking at all the guys on the beach. And some people might be trying to look for the nearest, like, hot dog food stand vendor, you know? Some people might be looking at the water and just wanting to, you know, listen to the waves and whatnot. But everybody in life, based upon who they are, is focused on something in life. Does this make sense?
Yep.
When you go walking down the street, you don't see everyone. You only see the people you're interested in. And if that's the case, this is the same way with looking at weakness. Hence, when you look at other people, you don't notice everything about the person. You only notice the things that you're focused on. And so when you're looking at other people's weaknesses, so, for example, if I'm looking at someone smoking a cigarette, that's not necessarily me saying that's a weakness, right? That I see a lot of people doing a lot of things, but when I say, hey, that person has this weakness, oftentimes the reason why we point out that weakness so quickly is because it's something we're focused on. It's one of our perceptions on what we feel is a weakness. And usually, the reason we feel it's a weakness is also the reason why we feel we have that weakness as well. Did this make sense?
Not in that example. Could you clarify?
So what I'm looking at a person.
Yes.
And I notice that this person, like, I don't know, this person chews really loudly.
chewing is one thing. So if you're chewing really loudly, but saying that if you see a smoker and you say, I don't smoke, so I don't have that weakness. So how can I make the jump between it's not necessarily the habit or the action, but
My question is, well, when you're looking at a smoker and you're saying that's a weakness, well, what are you saying is a weakness?
The addiction.
Addiction. You might not be smoking, but you might be addicted or do certain things that are bad habit in another way. Could be eating a lot of sugar. It could be doing something. But the reason you're focused on the addiction part of this person is because that's something that you've seen in your own life in some way. That's something you feel is not a good thing. And that's why you point that weakness out. So for example, some people could look at that smoker and they might not even notice him smoking. They might be thinking, that person has really long hair. That's a weakness that person doesn't groom himself better. And it could be that you have an issue, you know, yourself with, you know, you don't feel like you dress well enough, or you don't feel like you groom yourself well enough. It might not even be that you have long hair, right? Does this make sense?
Okay. So it's an aspect of whatever you're looking at that really is identifying the weakness within you.
Yes, it's the idea behind why you're even pointing it out in the first place. See, if you didn't think there's an issue, or if you weren't disturbed by what someone was doing, then you wouldn't even point it out. But there's a reason why you don't like certain things in people. There's a reason why you're focused on it. And inherently, on why you don't like that in other people, you also don't like that in who?
Probably yourself.
You got it. Because if you didn't mind it in yourself, then you would what?
You wouldn't notice it.
Yeah, you wouldn't point it out or mind it in other people. Does this make sense?
So you're saying that if you're like, bring up this example again. If you're pointing out bullies, this person is bullying, or this is an abuser. I hate that person. I hate this abuser. I hate this bully. So what does that say about you, based off of this logic?
So when you're looking at someone else bullying someone, well, it tells you that you don't like it when people are aggressive, and you don't like it when people are trying to force other people or intimidate other people to do things.
Okay.
So you're focused on a certain thing in life, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah.
Something you don't like, something you think is bad.
Sure.
Well, if you see someone else doing something and you feel that's bad, do you think you're going to feel bad when you do it?
Probably.
Hence, you think it's the weakness in yourself.
So, it's not saying that I'm actively doing that. But it is something that, if I was doing that, I would feel very strongly against.
Well, it's something that you feel very bad about yourself when you do it. And you feel it's a bad thing.
So, it is something that I would do. But it's
definitely
not actively recognizing.
Definitely. Everybody has every single weakness in life. It's just to what degree, right? Just because I'm saying that the weakness you see in other people is a weakness you have in yourself, I'm not necessarily saying that it's to a big degree or a large degree. So for example, when I see someone smoking and they're really addicted to cigarettes, I also will probably have that weakness as well if I'm pointing it out in someone else. Mine could be chocolate or whatever it might be, right? Or maybe like, I don't know, like water. I'm really addicted to water. It's the only thing I drink, by the way. But not as strong of an addiction, right? But it doesn't matter how bad it is or how good it is. It matters that when I look at every time I drink water, it matters that in my mind I think, man, I should stop getting addicted to water, you know?
That example is just so, so out. You need water to live, Jacob.
But even though that example is ridiculous, you know what I mean? What I mean is, just because a weakness is something that's subjective and it's relative. So I might not, some people might say, you don't even have an addiction to water. That's not a weakness. But in my mind, if I'm looking at people and I'm saying in my mind, being addicted to things is bad, and I feel like I'm addicted to water, then it's a weakness. Does this make sense?
So it's just your reality. It doesn't necessarily have to be based in truth. It's just what you perceive.
Well, it is the truth because weakness is subjective.
Okay.
It might not be what everybody else is seeing, but it's what you're seeing. It's what you don't like about yourself. It's what you don't like about other people, right? It's not necessarily saying it's bad or good. It's just saying that when you see and you're focused on certain things about other people, you can take it to the bank that when you don't like it in other people, you don't like it in you. And you're probably doing it in some way. It might not be to the degree in other people, but it will be in some way. For example, bowling. Yeah, you might not be like going out and throwing people against the wall and threatening to, you know, I don't know, to like
take their money.
I don't beat them up if they don't give you their lunch money or something like that, right? You might not be doing that. But you might be threatening your kids every day, saying, hey, if you don't stop screaming, then I'm not going to give you your dessert. Or I'm going to keep you in your room forever, right? You know, there's all sorts of ways that bullying can come out that some people might not even consider that's bullying. Some people might consider that just good discipline, right? But it doesn't matter what other people think. It matters what you're subjectively saying about other people and about yourself. Does this make sense?
Yeah. Okay, one last example. So if I see injustice, for example, if I see injustice in the world, or if I see unfairness happen, like, yeah. Oh, that person doesn't deserve that, or this, I should have gotten this, or something like that. You know, if I see that outside, that's saying the weakness, that anger, that emotion that's coming up, that is getting upset about this particular issue, is really because I have a problem with fairness in my own life.
If you look out at the world and you see people being cheated, take it to the bank 100%, you believe you're being cheated in your own life in some way. That you can point out instances in your own life where you feel that you didn't get what you deserved.
Okay. So what's the remedy? How do you fix that?
Oh, I got some good ones for you.
Okay.
So the first thing here is, one, the first thing you can try is to fix this whatever you're looking at, believe it. First thing is, believe that what you see in other people is what you see in yourself. And if you don't, then go research it.
Again, what do you mean research?
Research it. Look at it. Like, if you don't believe that the weakness you see in other people is weakness you see in yourself, go research it. Go look at psychologists and what they found and how they found that what people see in the world is exactly how they actually act and believe in their own life.
Oh, okay. So you're saying actually look at studies, scientific studies, not like look at your own life. Look at the scientific research behind it.
Yes.
Okay.
Second, use it. Identify the weakness that you see in others so that you can learn what you're thinking is a weakness in yourself. You see how I like turned that around on you?
Okay.
See, oftentimes when you look at the weakness in other people, you're like, no, that can't be a weakness in myself. And then it doesn't help you. But if you use it for your good, then you say, oh, these are weaknesses that I see in everybody else. I'm going to now take that, learn about my own weakness, and I'm going to improve myself now.
Oh.
Everyone, when they start looking out at the people in their life, you're going to see weaknesses. And you track those and then use it to improve yourself.
Got it.
Okay, third. Talk to people about it. Talk to everyone you can find. The more you talk about it and the more you listen to other people, the more you're going to figure it out. And the fourth, talk to a mentor. Hopefully you have one by now.
Thanks, Jacob. So that third one, I just want a little more clarification on. So you say talk with people. So you say, these are my weaknesses. What do you think?
Well, no, you can just talk to people about the idea. You could talk to people about what you feel your weaknesses are or what you see in other people and ask people, hey, is this something you also see in myself or, you know, whatever it might be. It might help you overcome it. You know, they might say, no, Chuck, that's not one of your weaknesses. You're good. You don't have to worry about it. And then you'll be like, oh, that's not a weakness. Then when you look out at the world, you'll be like, oh, nobody has that weakness either.
Wow.
See how this works?
So you overcome it in your mind and then the reality shifts.
Or it could be like that family member who is asking you, why do you say that the weakness I see in others is the same weakness I see in myself? Now you can go back to her and tell her, hey, this is a reason. And then she'll be like, oh, I see it. That's amazing. And then look at how much you would have helped her. Just by talking with you.
All right, Dr. Jacob. I will think about it. Think about talking this over with other people.
Yes. You're very welcome for this advice, Chuck.
Okay. Okay, well, I think that's all we have for our show for today. Thank you so much, Dr. Jacob, for coming on and answering that question. Thank you, listeners, for listening and viewers for watching. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast. It would be great if you could take a moment to write us a review. For any questions, comments, or topics that you would like to have addressed on the show, email the team@leadaz.org. To learn more about the Leadership Society of Arizona, visit us at leadaz.org.